You're listening to SBS News.
Some have suggested a barrier is immoral. Then why do wealthy politicians build walls, fences, and gates around their homes? They don't build walls because they hate the people on the outside, but because they love the people on the inside.
United States President Donald Trump addressed the nation on primetime television, attempting to gain support for his proposed barrier along the US-Mexico border. He wants $5.7 billion to build it, but opposition Democrats have refused to approve the spending, claiming Mr. Trump is exaggerating immigration issues to appeal to his right-wing base. In retaliation, Mr. Trump has refused to sign off on a broader spending bill, leaving the government partially shut down, and around 800,000 federal employees and many more contractors without income. Mr. Trump says migrant women and children, who he says are used and assaulted by human traffickers, would be among those to benefit from a barrier. He says it would also stop illegal drugs entering the country.
Over the years, thousands of Americans have been brutally killed by those who illegally entered our country, and thousands more lives will be lost if we don't act right now. This is a humanitarian crisis, a crisis of the heart, and a crisis of the soul.
It had been speculated Mr. Trump would declare a national emergency, which would have allowed him to bypass Congress and order the wall's construction to go ahead using military resources. But he stopped short of any such declaration. He did, however, continue to blame the Democrats for the government's shutdown.
My administration is doing everything in our power to help those impacted by the situation. But the only solution is for Democrats to pass a spending bill that defends our borders and reopens the government.
Democrat Nancy Pelosi, the House Majority Leader, insists her party does want to increase security along the border, but thinks there are other, less extreme ways to do it.
We all agree we need to secure our borders while honoring our values. We can build the infrastructure and roads at our ports of entry. We can install new technology to scan cars and trucks. We can fund more innovation to detect unauthorized crossings. The women and children at the border are not a security threat. They are a humanitarian challenge.
Democrat Chuck Schumer, the Senate minority leader, is urging Mr. Trump to reopen the government. He says there's no excuse for hurting millions of Americans over a difference of policy.
There is bipartisan legislation supported by Democrats and Republicans to reopen government while allowing debate over border security to continue. Federal workers are about to miss a paycheck. Some families can't get a mortgage to buy a new home. Farmers and small businesses won't get loans they desperately need.
Mr. Trump, though, is refusing to back down.
This is about whether we fulfill our sacred duty to the American citizens we serve. When I took the oath of office, I swore to protect our country. And that is what I will always do. So help me God.
Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.